you're my comfort. Oh, strengthen me. Under you. Hallelujah. Oh, revive, Lord, revive. Make me whole and let the peace of God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, Holy Spirit, you're my comfort. Oh, Holy Spirit. Oh, thank you, Lord. We believe that tonight. Amen. Strengthen me. Strengthen me. Hold my as I stand upon your truth, oh, bring in glory and let the peace of God, oh, let it rain down in our soul tonight. Oh Lord, oh Lord, I hunger for more. Tonight, the very life of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Lord. May you fill us, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I'll be hungry tonight. Praise your name, Lord. Oh, Lord, I hunger. Oh, Lord. For more. Rise up. Oh, let me know. Holy Spirit, that you may. Hallelujah. Oh, let the peace of God rain down in our souls tonight. How we come on expectation tonight to receive from Him. Hallelujah. What we come expecting that we'll receive tonight. May He bathe down in our souls. May He give strength in the weak parts tonight. Hallelujah. Lord, we appreciate you, Lord. We thank you for your presence, Lord. Lord, we know you're already here, Father. Lord, we believe that tonight, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, may we just bow our hearts. I want to ask Brother Colin to come, amen, and pray to us tonight, amen. Oh, our God is great. He's awesome, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Our kind and gracious Heavenly Father, tonight, Lord, we... Lord, you made a great privilege, Lord Jesus, to come in your divine presence, Lord. Lord, we feel your divine presence already going before us, Lord. Lord, our hearts are ready, dear God, Father. We come, Lord, Father, as the song says, Lord, hungering, dear God. Oh, Lord, we hunger for more of you, dear God, Father. That's our desire tonight, Lord Jesus, to enter in a little deeper, dear God. And Lord, this time has been appointed for prayer, Father. Prayer, praise, worship, thanksgiving, dear God. Lord, we come, dear God, Father, with our hearts open up, Lord. Our cups turned right side up, Lord Jesus. That you could pour the blessing that you commanded for us in this day, Father. Lord, we come, dear God, Father, with two wings over our faces, two wings over our feet. Lord, and two wings in action, crying, holy, 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 Lord Jesus. Lord, we come to your God tonight, Father. Oh, God, that you will answer prayer, Father. Lord, seeing, dear God, Father, the things that you have revealed unto us, dear God, concerning, dear God, the value of prayer in the church, dear God, Father. Lord, the link between that, Lord, Father, these two altars, dear God, Father, the brazen altar, Father, and the altar of incense, dear God, Father. Lord, it's not a sermon, Lord Jesus. It's not some thoughts, dear God, that was expressed to us, Father, but a divine will, Father, to bring us up a higher rung, Father, tonight, Lord. How we come, Lord, yielding ourselves tonight, Father. Lord, you know the needs that we have tonight, Father. Everyone, dear God, is here tonight, Lord Jesus. Lord, even them that are on their way, Father, may you hasten their footsteps, dear God, Father. And Lord, at the end of it all, Father, we not fail to give you all the praise, all the honor, all the glory, Father, tonight, Lord Jesus. May you so come, dear God, and inhabit our praise tonight, Father, our worship, dear God. Lord, as we would lift you up, Lord Jesus. As we would remember, dear God, Father, the ministry, dear God, Father. Lord, remember the work in the Caribbean, Father. You made us responsible for, Father. And remember each other, dear God, Father. May you help us tonight, Father. May you come and take charge, dear God, of this service tonight, Father. And may you be the principal team tonight, Father. The one that is worship amongst us, Lord. The one that is here to deliver and to heal and to break, Lord, the bands of, Lord, sickness and, oh, God, Father, the enemy around our lives, dear God, Father. May you so have your way tonight, Father. And we will not fail to give you all the praise, all the honor, all the glory that is rightfully due to you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Praise his wonderful name. Worship belongs to him tonight. Amen. We won't fail to give him praise. We won't fail to give him thanks tonight. Amen. Because we come with purpose tonight. We come with a revelation in our hearts of what true worship is. Amen. And he made us true worshipers tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, that's why I call him Lord. Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 6 or 7 in your songbook tonight. Amen. You just enter into that atmosphere of praise and worship and thanksgiving tonight. He's our Lord. He's our King tonight. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, blessed be your name. Oh, that's why I call him Lord. That's why I call him Lord. Lord Jesus Christ. That's why I call him Lord. Oh, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. I'm a new creation. I'm a new. Oh, I'm his flesh. I'm his spirit. I'm his bone. And I tell the world he's Lord. Oh, and we two are one. And we two are. Oh, that's why I call him Lord. That's why. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord Jesus Christ. That's why I call him Lord. Jesus Christ. I'm a new creation. I'm his flesh. I'm his spirit. I'm his bone. Cry on that sad and mournful day. Oh, on that sad and mournful day. The sun went down and hid away. When by blood, when by Jehovah God purchased his bride, purchased his bride. Oh, that's why I call him. That's why. Several times I've let him down. Several times. But my slide made his love more strong. From his side. From his side. Flowed reconciling love. Oh, such a love the world don't know. Oh, such a love. Such a love it could never show. Oh, it took the devil to bring it down from up above, from up above. That's why I call him Lord. That's why I, hallelujah, oh Lord Jesus. That's why I call him Lord.
That's why I call him Lord.
Jesus Christ. The world.
Yes, sure.
That my gene was celestial. Oh, thank you, Lord. From his side, royal blood did flow. The serpent. head was crushed. Well done. Hallelujah to God's Holy One. Who by His blood has brought me back to my God, to my God. That's why I call Him Lord. That's why I call Him Lord. Lord Jesus Christ. That's why I call Him Lord. That's why I call Him Lord Jesus Christ. I'm a new creation. You glad for that tonight, that we two could be one, amen, that you were taken from His side tonight, amen. How thankful we are that the Lord is to just make us lift our hands, throw our hands in the air and give Him praise, to know we were nothing, amen, nothing we could have done, but our Lord Jesus, hallelujah, before the foundation of the world saw us, amen, put us in this age to worship Him, to praise Him, hallelujah. Knowing we were bought with a price tonight, amen. How thankful we are for this opportunity, amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He's Lord of our lives, Lord of everything, amen. Oh, you may be seated tonight, amen. Hallelujah. Just want to ask the brother boys and the sisters to come, amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God is great tonight, amen. Hallelujah.
There was some times I've wondered, even in my darkest hour, God is grateful and still hearken to my need. Thank you.
Tonight, or can't you hear your theophany calling you? Let us stand tonight, change the order of this service, amen. Can't you hear your theophany calling you? It's a sign. Almost home time, and I'm just waiting for my promised body change. Where soon I know, hallelujah. Oh, can't you hear your theophany calling? Can't you hear your theophany calling you? It's a sign, oh, it's almost home time. And I'm just waiting, hallelujah, oh, for my promise, but where soon I know, oh, let's sing it again. Can't you hear, oh, your theophany calling you. It's a sign, or it's almost home time. And I'm just waiting for my promise body change. Yes, soon I move. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, can't you hear tonight? Oh, can't you hear? Oh, your theophany. It's a sign. It's almost home time. And I'm just waiting. Oh, for my promise. New day has dawned, a new day, and I know not what it brings, but somehow I feel I'm almost home. Oh yes, Lord, not turning back to yesterday, but pressing towards my calling Christ. I can hear, yes, I can hear. Mighty offering. Oh, can't you hear? Can you hear? Hallelujah. Your theophany call. Oh, it's a sign. It's almost home time. It's home. And I'm just waiting. Oh, for my promise. God knows. God knows. Over the time is drawing, and very soon the dead in Christ shall rise again. There'll be no sickness, no fight, no war. But for just keep pressing. Oh, can't you hear? Your theophany calling you. It's a sign. It's almost old time. And I'm just waiting. Softly, can't you hear? Yeah. It's a sign. It's almost home time. I'm just waiting for. Thank you, Lord. We are waiting, Father. As David said, I will wait upon the Lord. You set us upon a rock. And we shall not be moved. And we wait for you as them that wait for the morning. Looking up to heaven and watching for that morning star to come out. Shining so bright, glistening, reflecting the light of the incoming sun. Saying shalom. In that darkest hour, just before dawn. So, dear God, we stand upon our watch. Waiting, dear God, because you have posted us. You have focused our faith. You have channeled our lives into your word.
You've been so gracious and opened up the mystery of your coming. This great secret beneath the silence. You who said, I will return according to the time of life. And put us, O God, to watch and wait. Looking above, as the songwriter says, filled with your goodness and lost in your love. Lord, we are in anticipation. Like that little girl there, God, who received the promise from the ranch boss son. She's been making ready, O God, sewing that dress. Because she held that word of promise in her heart. She knew that God had an encounter with you. You met her. Oh, God, when you came looking for character to choose a bride. And you gave her the unfailing words of promise. And oh, God, though in the midst of all the reproach and the ridicule, though in the midst of all the criticisms, oh, God, that she cannot be that one. Yet she knew in her heart, dear God, she hold that promise with faith. Hallelujah. That word can never fail. You will keep that promise true. She broke the sound barrier of them negative voices. Hallelujah. She dressed in that robe, dear God. Lord God, knowing that very soon she's going to hear that buckboard coming down the road. She begins to be a cloud of dust and hear the pounding of the feet of the horses, oh God. Hallelujah. What a rapturing grace swept over her soul. When she saw her bridegroom, oh God, oh, who quickly stepped off of that buckboard and picked her up in his arms and swept off her feet and took her away, dear God. Oh, Father, we are so thankful tonight to know, dear God, that in all these things you were letting out your love for us. In all these things, dear God, you are ministering us into a place where our faith can become anointed and we can have great expectation. Oh, God, to let us know the value of your promised word. We thank you for it. And so we've come tonight, Lord, and to continue, Lord, to enter in more into your spirit. Let your spirit enter more into us. Lord, like Noah was being ministered to by that dove, oh God. Hallelujah. Something, Lord, I was going to take him into a new civilization. Like Abraham, Lord, sat in the presence of Elohim, knowing that something was being ministered to move him into a new body. Oh God. So tonight, Lord, our hearts are open. Our heart is fixed on thee. Lord, we ask that you would minister your grace one more time to us. That you might perfect what is lacking in our faith. That you might bring us to that perfect, right and faith, dear God. Faith that is able to change us. This is your promise. This is your plan. This is what you've spoken. And can never recall. This is a creative word that left the mouth of the living God. And it must accomplish our purpose where it was sent. And our hearts is the bedding ground of faith. Where that seed of promise have found a place to grow tonight. Hallelujah! That we are people with holy faith and holy works. Can rise up and see that promise materialize. And become a living testimony in our lives. To give Lord witness. Dear God, you've kept your word. You're not guilty of a breach of promise. Grant it tonight, Father. Bless us, your children. We love you and we come back to fellowship with you. Come back to part of our hearts. Come back to yield and become more surrendered. And you might teach us in the things that we need to be instructed in. Lord, we might be a church made ready in your hands. You can fulfill all your will, Father. Sanctify us now. Remember those that might be in the way. Bring us all into one mind and one accord. And even them out in the islands tonight, Lord Jesus. Knowing the tapes go out the end. They too are watching and waiting. In anticipation, waiting for the word. Speak, Lord. Bring the word back to our remembrance. Teach us all things. Show us things to come. May the inside teacher, the unction from the Holy One, break the bread of lies in such a way that we can have communion, we can feed upon the unfailing body work tonight. The nourishment will be ministered to the body. Let your love be shed abroad in every heart, we ask. Lord, give us that little time and to pray also, where our souls can be so saturated with the anointing of your Spirit that our souls can be part of God's entrance unto thee. That we will know how to pray and what to pray for. Grant, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise his mighty name. God bless you tonight. Just want to welcome everyone in the house of God and trying tonight to speak a little bit just get some grace here. It's not just the congestion sometimes. We're still trying to see the resistance come back. It took quite a lot out of me in that little trip and kind of put myself beyond the limit to it, especially knowing that I only had a few days with the saints and try to do the best for my Lord Jesus. I'd like to read maybe Hebrews 11, verse 7, and then let you have your seat. Appreciate tonight the response, the correction, the attitude, to put a little more into the services and to not have a Sunday, be a Sunday Christian. And I appreciate all the helps and everybody at the post of duty, all the brothers and the cameras and everything, and everybody that is there and kind of coming early and trying to make extra effort by the grace of God. And God bless you for it. And may he really lift your faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. My. That's the Lord tonight. You love him? Amen. He's been good to us, hasn't he? I'll read verse 6 first, then verse 7. It's beautiful how Paul sticks that between Enoch and Noah, isn't it? You know, you become a close observer, you watch things in the Bible, and you watch, because the Bible is God's Word, and it's a revelation of the God himself is the Word, and he who is the Word say every jot and tittle is inspired. So whatever is in the Word there is not by chance, because before it could become a Word, it was thoughts in God's mind, and God had to think it. And if God was thinking that to make it become Word, and fix it just that way, that's divine. And that's for a purpose, because God does nothing without a purpose. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. It went from Abel to Enoch. And that's from the first revelation given to man until a man was taken out of the realm of mortal beings into the immortal. And then he puts in there, now, without faith, it is impossible to please him. First, he tells us about this faith in Noah, in Abel, and this faith in Enoch. And then he said, without faith, it's impossible to please him. Well, you don't have to wonder what kind of faith. He already gave you two examples, the first revelation and the man who is raptured. So that's from the first age to this age, because it's the rapture age. That's from the foundation revelation to the capstone revelation. He's Alpha and Omega, he's the first and the last. He's revealing the first age, he's revealing the seventh age. And so now he brings this faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. So we must have that faith. Faith in order to worship God and faith to walk with God. Amen. And we can't try to walk with God without knowing how to worship him, because your worship that brings into union with him. And then two can't walk until they agree. And agreement is union. And union takes place through sacrifice. That's the blood. That's why the marriage of the Lamb is come. Not marriage of the lion, marriage of the lamb. Because the union is through blood. We make peace through blood. Peace is union. His prayer was that they may be one as I and you are one. That's what he came for. He came to die to bring back the oneness that was broken in the Garden of Eden. In this last day, that oneness comes back. Is that right? Amen. Isn't it amazing how much things God could say in 2 minutes? My. Nicole, don't even stop that. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he was, that he will be, that he is. Must believe that he is. He that cometh to God. You want to come to him tonight. You saw Abel come to him through sacrifice. Believe that he is. Is that right? And is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Because why? He testifies of Abel gives us his righteous. God answered back, in other words. Abel did something and God answered back. That's a great thing. By faith, Noah, being warned of God. Warning. Of things not seen as yet. The squeeze from the crucifixion, closing down these places, making storehouses for their own purpose. The sleeping saints to raise and appear to us. All these things not seen as yet, but we've been forewarned of these things. Is that right? Time is going to come. You need to not be able to buy or sell. When the council tighten up and they cause principles to be enacted into law, and then we are going to lose the privilege to gather. Things not seen as yet, but being warned of it. Why? When the seal opened, he was foretelling these things. The spirit of prophecy in the age, foretelling what is to happen in the age before it takes place. Why does he do that? To help you prepare. Give you ample time. Like the people telling you, storm is coming. But the warning helps you prepare for what is coming. Message came for preparation. Being warned of God not seen as yet. Move with fear. Prepared. That's why you prepare. He's warned ahead of time. Prepared an ark for the saving of his house. Why? Because the warning was a warning that the world was going to pass away. Judgment is going to strike. And God is making a way of escape for those who want to get out. That was the warning. Who's on the Lord's side? Prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by which he condemned the world. The world became a condemned world. First there was a warning, and then the world became a condemned world because they neglected so great a salvation. They refused the warning. The world wasn't condemned. And God couldn't condemn the world until he warned the world. God does not bring man into judgment without first warning him. Warning, then judgment. You know that? This is things of God. You look, that's an individual man's life. God doesn't judge a man. God will warn your brother, stop doing that. Son, stop doing that. Wife, stop doing that. Husband, stop doing that. Children, stop doing that. Nation, stop doing that. Then the time comes. God will have no more warning. See? So what's the word you're condemned? By which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness, which is by faith. While the world was condemned, he was righteous. By faith. While the world was condemned, he became righteous by faith. The world is condemned because they believe not. He became righteous because he believed. He was warned of God and he prepared. He went ahead and started acting on it, making preparation, and his works showed he had believed what he was told. Works is faith expressed. He didn't just hear it, he acted on it because he recognized it was the truth. He knows it's impossible for God to lie. Is that right? May the Lord bless you in his voice, man.
Take it from the top before we pray tonight. A just man in a condemned world. A just man in a condemned world. I believe there's people in the earth justified tonight. Do you believe that? But I also believe this world is already condemned, given over to judgment. Can you believe that? Do you know that's a fact? That's a fact. There's no court of appeal. It has been. The reason the world is rotten is because it's dead. And if the world don't die, you cannot have a new world. The first world has to die to bring a new world. That's why the world is in birth pains tonight, to bring a new world. That's why religion is rotten. Politics is rotten. The morals of the people is rotten. The church is rotten. The only thing savable is the elected bride. Noah alone was found perfect in a generation. Genesis 6, verse 1. We're looking back now at the days of Noah here. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, there was a definite time when the population exploded. There's a marked time in the progress of civilization. You understand that? The world had just a few hundred million people, maybe somewhere back in the 18th century, maybe 1 billion or so. By the time they come into the 20th century, it began to explode. And by the time we started to come to the end of the 20th century, we started to hear the earth is unable to take care of all the people on the earth. So now we had millions dying in starvation every day. We started here, we hardly have fresh water to last for the next few years. We started to see people buying bottled water now, paying for these things. We started to hear the air is polluted. All nature is taking a tumble. Why? We started to hear about famine and pestilence. We come into the age of contraceptives. We come into the age of hybridization. This is a result of the population explosion. That was not so bad 150 years ago. There wasn't experimenting all these things and all this hybridization. Hybridization is a sign of the end. You always hear the prophet say that. He said, to prove why? The fall in Genesis was hybridization. So when you come back there, you're back to the cycle. You can't hybridization until you come into genetic engineering, biotechnology. Because now you have to manipulate the code of life. Now you have to manipulate the genes and plants and people and all these things. You know what I'm talking about? Science has to evolve before you can do that. But when knowledge shall begin to increase in the last days, the generation shall become what? Weaker and wiser. According to the book of Daniel. Is that right? That is what we have witnessed. When these things are coming, expect a prophet to rise from the scene and begin to identify flashing red light of the sign of his coming. That wasn't a man. One day got taught to preach a sermon, you know. A prophet had to rise as a sign of oncoming judgment, as a sign that the age is finished, because God can't judge him without first warning it. It can't die, and we can't be saved unless God don't speak by a prophet. And God have no way to bring his word other than a prophet. Is that right? Because the church has become our own mouthpiece. Baptists had their own voice, Methodists had their own voice, Pentecost had their own voice, but then God needed a voice. So you hear about the voice of God in the last days. I'll speak to Malachi, for before I burn you with fire, I'll send a prophet. Behold, I send you Elijah. Is that right? All of these things was bringing on this to let us know. You see the time. You see the hour. If we have failed to learn and understand and grasp these things, we have missed the hour. We have missed the message. We have missed the voice. We misunderstood the purpose why this was being done. But when the Holy Spirit can teach us and hold our mind in places and say, look at this here, look at this here, look at this here. This is being done. The end time sign, when it starts, when it changes the world, when? Look when the human race begin to go into chaos. Look when nations begin to rise against nations. Look when kingdoms begin to go against kingdoms. Look when the race begin to get weak and wise. Look when the atomic bomb was invented. Look when it's used upon people. Annihilate Nagasaki. Annihilate Hiroshima. Man unleashing weapons that come out of laboratories. Man is able to split the atom and unleash a power from the tree of knowledge of good and evil to bring death. When they start with gunpowder, they end up with the atomic bomb. He said, look at man, his first bite, he invent gunpowder. Next, he bring the rifle. He said, look what he got now in his hand, the atomic bomb. Think of what he's going to do that. He said, that is invented for what? To cremate this generation. The righteous will walk out of the ashes of the wicked. How will God burn it? By atomic fire. The weapons are laying in the hand, and his flock and angels have it already in their hands. Who will unleash it upon the generation? Man, by his wisdom, always destroys himself. What caused the fall? Atomic power. How did it do it? It pushed the earth away from the sun. And then what happened? It changed the weather climate and rain began to fall. Nature took a tumble. What's going to happen this time? Atomic power going to push it back into the sun and burn it this time. As it was in that day, so it shall be in this day. You see? These things, friends, where we are. And you see the cycle of time in this. Then here we are on the earth. And we are getting a clear understanding of God has a plan for some escaped ones. He always makes a way of escape. And that plan of how to escape and be preserved is coming down to you and me. What a communication that is. What a communication that is. Is that scripture? Did Noah know? Did Ezekiel know? Did Moses know? Did Moses get people to safety? Did he know how to do it? Did Ezekiel know how to do it? In the time of Titus, did Peter and Paul even know how to do it? They didn't just have any revelation, they had specific revelation. Moses had a revelation that the rest didn't have. How to put the people under blood, where to put the blood, what to apply the blood with. He had that revelation. No other revelation. How to cut that tree down, how to pitch it out, what is going to raise them above the earth. He had that revelation. Is that right? Paul and them in that first age, they had a revelation too. Is that right? Did they ever shout a big man to receive the Holy Ghost? Was it that only those who were steel in their forehead went out and Titus slaughtered the rest? What are we preaching? We trying to have church. We kind of congregate people. We trying to enforce our will upon people. How many believe God is speaking right here through his word, bringing the revelation to get his people out? If you say that consciously and not reaction, not by reaction. You know, in church, have reaction. How many believe that? Raise your hands to the Lord. Say amen. You know, that reaction in church. Congregations, after a while, get this church spirit many times. They do all that, and 2 minutes after, they're conscious of what they just do. I'm not talking about that. I don't want discernment. I look in the scripture. I see that. I see this, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I see the continuity of the Bible. I see what's happening here. I know how to identify that's the Holy Spirit. I believe that's a man of God, the word coming out of the air. I believe that's God's plan by the fruits of preaching. He saves people. I believe if a man could preach, he has to be sent. And I believe that he has to be anointed and sent by God. And I know there's a plan in this day to prepare them and send them. And when he should open a vision, and then he prepares them to go in action with reverence and humility to carry the fullness of the word in an hour of the fullness of judgment. Then I'm seeing the plan of God. I'm not just in church. I just a partisan to my church. You know, Baptist partisan to the Baptist. Whether the Pentecostal are more light. They stay with a Baptist and they go to the Pentecostal, you know. I'm not talking about partisan to your church here. I'm talking about your church, you know, this man is speaking the truth to us. That's what I'm talking about. You know what? You actually see a man stand before you saying it. What more living proof than that? If the same God come back and vindicate this, this is more real to you than only part of here on the earth. You say, we're the same, brother. We're the same. You believe in my faith that you already have a place in Jeffersonville, if you never go there. You believe in my faith that had a man actually say them things, and it wasn't people, get a few people around, and a man talking on a tape and telling people to say amen and send it around the world and influence people. You know what I'm saying? But when you have this alive man, you can talk to and ask him how you get that. And he can go back in the Bible and show you place after place after place. That's more real to you. Because when you hear something on a tape, you can ask him. So what do you mean by I'm 104 today yesterday, I'm 104 today? You see, while people were trying to raise up Samuel, God was talking to David. Saul was trying to raise back up Samuel, but God was telling David, look what Saul doing here. You move here, I call you, I anoint you by Samuel, you go with the word. And they're trying to raise up Samuel. Understand, friend. I'm not saying to project myself. I'm saying this to get this church to realize God, he that cometh to God must believe that he was. That's real faith. Because no, you just can't go on the fact that I believe we're in the book. Because you know why? Most times when a man sees what's in the book, the people right there, they can't believe we're in the book. Because the book don't challenge them. But a man take that word and say, that is for now. Walk in it! And then you see man can read it and believe it in their mind, but they can't walk in it when it presents, when it challenges them. That's right, man. As the Father sent me, so send I you. That's what the Son of Man told the apostles to them. He commissioned us. Man. In this day, he commissioned us. He said, young men will take the soup in the coming of the Lord. Is that right? So what? It came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them. What's the progression here from multiplication? Identifying a specific sex on the increase. Woman. Female. Watch what follows that. That the sons of God saw the daughters of men that they were fair. And they took them wives of all which they chose. Sons of God now. Sons of God now. Not sons of men. Sons of God now. If Noah had an ark and the sinners had come back in the end time. If God passed through that civilization and the sinners had come back in the end time. If Noah came out of the old world and bring him in the new world and the sinners come back in the end time. Then sons of God will see women and get trapped and sell their birthright the same way. Everything there. If you have daughters and men get fear today, and you have more women than men on the earth today, then sons of God will go through the same thing today. To fulfill the Bible. Is that right? To fulfill the Bible. And they took them wives, all of which they chose. And the Lord said, you see how it moved to immorality? From the population explosion to more women being born to the fall of sons of God, hybridization, Adam, Seth lineage and Cain lineage, and then now promiscuity, morality, they took them wives, all of which they chose. They start to preach a new doctrine about marriage and divorce. They start to preach now they could get wives instead of wife. They couldn't keep the first estate. They became fallen sons of God. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. Think of it. God now dealing with the lifespan of man. There were giants in the earth in those days. And also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old men of renown. So now you begin to see wisdom being personified in her children. Education, higher learning, smart, shrewd, intelligent, subtle, like the serpent was subtle. Why? Because now faith and wisdom mixing. Faith and wisdom is mixing. Set lineage was faith. Cain lineage was wisdom that come by the serpent that went out in science and changed the world. So then you get what? A social gospel. Watered down. Because it mixed with worldly wisdom. God loved. Ain't what a woman looking like old woman. God in mind how your dress is your heart. Sons of God. So what happened that if the woman didn't want to stay with you, why should a man suffer because of that? Can I get mixed with wisdom? Learning. Intelligence. You're going to become a scientist. Education. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. The seed being polluted. There was an increase in the wickedness of man was great in the earth. And that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. You see, what has happened, man, is get selfish. First, he started living for God. Then he's going to get selfish. He's going to get breakdown. He's going to lose his value. He's going to change his principles. A woman started knowing, I must dress this way. I must act this way. My body is for this purpose. Somewhere along the line now, she wants a slit in the dress. She wants the neckline a little lower down. She wants to open, make the back a little lower down. She wants to expose her body if she has to do it by inches at a time. You get what I'm saying? Men at one time was conscious they were made in the image and likeness of God, and they were a reflector of God as a son of God. But now they begin to see other kind of men. Macho man. This kind of Esau man. And then now they want a pattern after that, and man started to change a little bit. You get what I'm saying? And so you can see they are moving away from what there was originally. Didn't the church do the same thing? From an apostolic church. What it did? It get hybrid wisdom. Is that right? Now we have to send the ministers to Bible school. Now we have to teach them psychology. Now we have to teach them, you know, crowd control. Now we have to teach them, you know, certain ethics to use with people. Now we have to design the church to attract the rich. Then we have to let down the bars. So we can say we have so much doctors and we have so much lawyers and we have so much, rich people in the church. And then the church of itself became what? An institution from an apostolic church. Isn't that right? And the church lost sight. So God had to do what in the last days? Bring the church back to see what it originally was. What did God have to do? Bring a man back to see what kind of man he made. Go to do, take a woman back and see what a real woman purpose is. And then say what? Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Why is he saying that? He's saying that I don't deal in perversion. I only deal in original. And when I'm destroying the world, anything that look like this world will pass away when this world passing away. Because I can't take a perversion back there, because back there no perversion, it only had original. That's why Lot's wife pass away when her world pass away. That's why the daughters of men pass away when that world in the days of Noah pass away. But Noah went to a new world. Is that right? Abraham and Sarah, but they're reflecting a heavenly city. Is that right? That's how it is. Notice what I'm talking about. A just man in a condemned world. The world was condemned, but Noah became a righteous man. You don't become a righteous man until God declare you righteous. Because it's not talking about self-righteousness here, how you see yourself. Abraham was elected by God, but he wasn't declared righteous until so shall I see be. And he believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness. He was justified. You get that? When he believed God, the first time the word believe is expressed in the Bible, right with Abraham, when he believed God, it was imputed unto him for righteousness. In other words, God called you out of Babylon. You're following God. You obey and you're going out. But there had to be some place in your life, if you're a believer or a Bible believer today, that God said, I see your faith. I recognize it here. And then what did God do after? Give him the seal of circumcision. He wasn't sealed when he believed. He was sealed after he believed. Have you received the Holy Ghost? Since you believed. After you heard the word of truth, then you were sealed by the Spirit of promise. Is that right? God recognized the faith then. That he was willing to go on, even being tested and tried. Then God come down and bring circumcision. A seal of the righteousness of God, which is by faith. When that seal comes, you know, God accept me. I might be condemning myself, but God ain't condemning me no more. And I understand what the Holy Ghost in my life means. That's why a lot of people have church Holy Ghost. You can't have this seal of the righteousness of your faith and then keep living unrighteous. Yet you can grow in the knowledge that I was least of the apostles. Then a few years pass, I'm least of all saints. Then a few years pass, I'm chiefest of sinners. None of this is becoming more sinful. His revelation of God's grace is becoming greater. Why? He was growing up now and he was seeing the magnitude of God's love from different perspectives, looking and seeing how God is so rich in mercy. Amen? Therefore, being justified, you have what? What is the opposite of peace? Torment, fear. God bring peace. Something is settled. You was in enmity with God. God said, there's no more war. There's peace now. You was under torment and tension because you felt there was an enmity with God. You look in life and you see an enemy. You see that a nature can't please God. But then God come in there and he said, see, I got a peace now. He ain't angry at me no more. There's peace. There's a peace offering. Designed to give peace, to bring peace. How many have peace tonight? Peace, peace, wonderful peace. You ain't frustrated. You have trials. Trials don't mean you'll be frustrated. You have trials, sure. This ship is tossed to and fro, sure. But the anchor holds a rock. It's an anchor of the soul. A hope steadfast and sure. Sure we have trials. Sure we've been battered day and night. But with all our trials, I know sinner before God, like Job. I look at the burnt offering. Hallelujah! That, because I'm looking to that for my acceptance. We are accepted in the beloved. I accepted my merit. But that's the first thing you recognize. Not on my merit, on his merit. He became me that I could become him. These are thoughts you have to fellowship with yourself with. You have to say, Vin, you have peace. How you behave so justly? But you're so worried, man. You have to say, Vin, you find yourself very worried here? What, you lost sight of your peace a while ago? Me you get caught in all the circumstances here, you forget a while. You break the strong barrier, you fail to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, bringing the word back to remembrance. And you get trapped in the humanistic realm and behaving like with uncertainty. Shouldn't you have more confidence? What will happen next time? Do you see the need for more alertness in your life? You don't talk to yourself? You believe what people say? You talk to yourself, you're mad, eh? So you shouldn't talk to yourself. A real Christian talk to yourself all the time. They are not talk to yourself. Talk to yourself. You observe yourself. You study your own self under pressure. See, how are you managing your anger? See, I think you need to develop your management skills to manage anger, you know. I find, you know, you're very unskillful. That tongue that fly loose. That temper that boils and the voice is raised and you get boisterous. And the thing is when you get angry, you know, be angry and sin not. Though the sun belongs your right, but since last week it happened, it's still under a cloud. What's the matter with you? Can't you see Satan robbing you? You don't talk to yourself. Let me say this. People who don't talk to themselves ain't only talk to God. It's people who just talk to themselves all the time. They're going to talk to God really easy. How many agree with me? How many believe that? Even though you didn't think of it, how many believe that like a true statement? That's what it is. Oh, my. See, God saw the weakness of man was great in the earth, and every imagination of the thoughts of his heart, only evil continually. When you read that, doesn't make you think of what he says, cast down reason and cast down imagination and bring every thought into captivity and let the mind of in Christ be in you? If the natural man, every thought of his heart is evil continually, and the Bible says bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ and having readiness to revenge all disobedience. The next man, he just running loose with influence things around him. But this man has an anchor that holds him. He's tied to an absolute. His compass is fixed towards the North Star. Something that brings him back to the word every time, because the word doesn't change. His moods will change. But his tension will change. His pressure will change. But the word remains the same every time you read it. So you don't judge yourself by your circumstance and your feeling. You judge yourself by the word. You keep tied to this word here. Whether you feel it or you don't feel it. The thing is, you're relating deeper than feeling. That's the second court. Faith is the inside of the inside. So if you stay judging by feelings, you're still in the humanistic realm, in the second court, but the anchor is where? Within the veil. Why within the veil? That's where the blood is sprinkled on the mercy seat. That's where his justice is satisfied by atonement. That way, he don't see the law that tells you you're a sinner. He sees the blood that on the mercy seat that covers the law. See, something died in your place. Verse 6. I have repented the Lord that he had made man and it grieved at his heart. Watch the change here now. The long suffering of God is running out. It's running out. The patience of man is coming to an end. Because Jared, Enoch, Methuselah, Lamech have been preaching and preaching and preaching. And the world will be getting worse. And God is going to raise up Noah now for the finish. For the finish. Watch. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for repenting that I have made them. Think, friends. God raised up Luther and Wesley and Knox and Sankey and Finney and Moody and William Seymour, the Pentecostals. Then God raised up Malachi 4. But the bride now, under her messenger, becomes the final voice. The final, the ministry of testimony to go to the loss in the end. The last part is left for her. They will become heir of the righteousness of God by faith. I will condemn this world. As they keep going up, the world keep getting drunk and drunk and drunk until there is no safe place on earth for man, but she is lifted up above the judgment. But the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and the creeping thing and the fowls of the air, for repent me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. These are the generations of Noah. Here's what I read all that for. Noah was a just man, a justified man, in other words. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. So God is saying, man, I'm going to destroy my face. I'm going to destroy cattle. I'm going to destroy everything that I give to man. I'm going to destroy it all. I'm going to destroy the world that they have built. All the science, all the skyscrapers, all the transportation system, all the hotels, all the amusement parks, everything. I'm going to destroy it. I'm going to look what they do to my earth. I'll clean the thing off and bring it back in this pre-industrial state, like I had it back there. And when God is determined that in his counsel and judgment is determined, yet at the same time, he is careful enough to see faith in a man's heart. He could see the filth from the smallest thing all the way to the greatest sin and the evil in the world. And yet he's not, and his wrath swells up within him as he's getting ready to poke his fury. But his eye do not escape faith in the heart of a man. A little flicker of light in an earth covered over with darkness and gross darkness in the people. There's a man, a just man. There's a grain of wheat in the midst of all them tears. A week in the field of tears. It started off as butter, a wheat field with Adam and Eve. Then an enemy come in and sowed the evil seed. And he sowed tear among the wheat when the serpent infiltrated the human race and planted Cain. Is that right? And then two lineages begin to go and burn the earth. Then they kill out all the righteous and the rest get contaminated. Why? Because the same way he found a way to open a door to himself in the human race, and he came into the human race, into the realm of human beings, then what he did? He found a way to get into the next lineage. Sons of God went after the daughters of men. So now he ain't just getting the human race. Get the next lines and start to corrupt that lineage. After Jezebel, come and marry Ahab. And pull the 10 tribes. Athaliah went over in Judah and get into Judah also and bring the same idolatry and start to pull that tribe too. And they come out of one seed, Joash. One seed! The whole thing was becoming extinct. Here the race is about to become extinct. But God find a perfect man. God find a just man. God find a believing heart. Who ain't want religion, because the world is filled with Cain religion, which is false doctrine from when Eve was deceived by a false preacher. The earth tonight is filled with false doctrine when the Ephesian church was deceived by Nicolaitans back there. That seed polluted the whole earth today. That was the sowing time. This is the harvest time. When Eve received the serpent seed, that was the sowing time. 2,000 years after, in the Antediluvian age, when God threw it away, that was the harvest time. Sign of here. Somehow, original truth, original life, original word is what I believe. The Son of God. Hallelujah! Son of Man is revealed. Seven seed of the male. The original seed. Somebody didn't want perversion. Somebody was guarded repellent, repelling the evil. Somebody understood your power is in your originality. Amen. Making sure their lives don't get contaminated. God in the tank. When God looks down tonight in Trinidad, in an age where violence fills the country, in an age where politicians are as corrupt can be, in an age where the country is rampant with drugs all and guns all in the teenage school, all kind of teenage pregnancies and everything is abounding, AIDS eating up the society. All kind of false churches singing dub and wild business, having beach party with bikini and everything else for Jesus. Can God look down and see in the midst of the conglomeration of darkness a flick of light? Amen! See faith operating and say, here's a little dot of God here. Here's a little dot of God. Here's one of my own. And you can call me nobody. You know me, mommy, you like me, and daddy, you like me. In church, I have no real friend. In school, I'm under pressure. Is he best of dead? God looking down and saying, here you are. I found one. I will save that one. God can't help but recognize faith, friends. The God who know a million sperm just die, but guy that elected one to find that certain egg. Hallelujah! And intelligence is guided. That same God, one in a million. You got to prove you're one in a million. That one can get down inside of the air and move and stir you back to the world. Amen. When that revelation strikes your heart, there's no prevailing power as the revelation of the word. Something like say, I don't care who is making a stand, whether the pastor is making a stand, whether the deacon is making a stand, whether the best family in the church is making a stand. I am willing to give my life for this. I recognize what God is saying. Father, I believe you. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I know the power of God unto salvation. Amen. That's God, friends. How many want that kind of conviction tonight? How many could see that? How many have enough perception to see that's the kind of depth of conviction? That's the depth of godly principles to stand unshakable and unmovable in this hour. How many know in Babylon when God looked on the air, there were three Hebrew boys saying, we will not bow down. How many know the king was trying to defile everybody? They said, we will not be defiled. How many know God looked at all that Babylonian conglomeration, all of Israel down there, and then all kind of pollution, but God could see them boys making a stand in that college, amen. Glory be to God in the highest. God tell Gabriel, Michael, hold back, amen. Get me the north wind and the south wind, get me the east and the west wind. I am going down there for my children. They take a stand for me, I'll stand for them, amen. Isn't that right? How many know you're the same yesterday and forever? How many believe he'll do the same for you? If you really stand for him, amen, from the bottom of your heart. Not make believe with them, friends. Not pretend for one day. But who will say, Lord, take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Amen. You're going to see something real. You're going to see something real. I guarantee you see something real. Yes, sir. Woo! A just man in a condemned world. an undefiled man in a polluted civilization. That was a man sheltered under the rock. Like that Easter flowers. That would be a man. Amen. Who had a repellent. Is that right? To repel the evil from around him. That would be a man who ain't getting persuaded by no majority, no crowd, and no bunch of people. That's a man tied to something real. Amen. When God finds people like that, God is in the majority. When God finds people like that, God is in the majority. God can do something then. He can really, really do something then. Because he has the kind of material to work with. In that kind of hour, that needs that kind of material. Ah, the first little beaten to get the iron pirate out. You know, ball, oh God, I go dead. There's a backslide. No, it's capable of being hammered into shape. It's malleable, amen. It don't break. It can take the beating. Because, no, that beating is only to get me out of myself. That deity can be reflected to this humanity, amen. That's the candlestick. It was making with what? Beaten gold. It was making with what? Beaten gold. Then it could be a lamp to give light that could never go out. Then priests can walk in that light. Amen. Then every man is like a bright and shining lamp that God has lit. And how do you light a lamp? With oil and fire. Is that right? With oil. How many oil is the Holy Ghost? How many promise the baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire? Amen. You know, Lord, I was thinking of the other day how they have they write these tales. And I believe that's something behind that. They have the genie. He just called a lamp. This genie is so powerful. Them genies that rise up with their arms folded like this with a turban on. The genie has come out of a place and manifests himself from that place. They have oil. A vessel that is ordained and made to receive oil and give light. And that genie has come up out of that. And stand up there. And you ask that genie for what you want. See? That, you see, they call it genie. You got to make it that kind of fairy tale to catch the children's mind. But that's the angel of the Lord, friends. And this is the vessel, this is the lamp. They have the oil. Amen. And what you do in the third pole is Christ. We produce you. In that day, you know I in you. Amen. There's one that rises up out of you. Speak to your lips. Think with your mind. See to your eyes. Amen. The word in the lips of a spiritual man is the genie. If it's not sacrilegious, it's deity speaking. It's the omnipotent angel of God, the Jehovah angel, speaking to human lips. He said, not I that said that. At the play on the tape, he used my voice. He came out to me. He said, right now, go to this building and walk away. If you know that man talking, that was the one inside of him. Greater, greater. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. The living God who lives in you. I pray to the God man. I call on God. That's the word that comes from the beginning. Yes, sir. Oh, think about it. You want to come in your lamp, a wise virgin, with a lamp and oil. Who hear the midnight cry? Who see them? Perusia, the coming of the Lord. His epiphania, King Theophany Jesus. His apocalypse, the unveiling of this one who has come. The world condemned. People separated. The one shall be taken. The other shall remain still away. Where, Lord? Where the carcasses. Where the carcasses. There will the eagles. I'm an eagle, Lord? Yeah, I know you thought you're a funny chicken, but you're an eagle. You're I am the one you come from. I'm the great Jehovah eagle. You was in the sight of me all day, from before the foundation of the world. But you dropped into this barnyard here of time, and you're coming to this seminary, under this in this cemetery, with a bunch of chickens, these old bunk creatures here. But I come to get you. Because we're getting ready for a flight. I'm going to teach you how to set free. I'm going to teach you your ability to possess a law. I'm going to teach you about your origin, your pre-existence. I'm going to make clear your earthly journey, and I'm going to show you eternal destination. You have to warn me. I come to get you. Behold, I come as a thief. I come as a thief. Oh, thank you, Jesus. My Noah, a just man, a perfect man. He's described in the next couple of minutes, very pretty, as a just man. In an hour. Now, for a man to be a just man, guilt and condemnation must be removed forever. Described in the next couple of minutes, very pretty, as a just man. In an hour. Now, for a man to be a just man, guilt and condemnation must be removed from around him. And the man who is born of flesh is not a just man. Because first nature put him in enmity with God. He passed coming in the kingdom, and he come by the way of flesh and get trapped in the humanistic realm, in the realm of animals. Instead of the kingdom of God, you come in the kingdom of animals. Where you walk by sight. He's not justified. He's earthly, sensual. He was born of flesh is flesh. In sin they was conceived. They were supposed to become created by God. They come born of a woman. But God, knowing that thou was one of mine, you were one of mine. You were one of mine. You wouldn't have even come in that family had it not been for the fall. You wouldn't have come born in that poverty and all these things in that condition. You wouldn't have come here struggling with it. You know, one minute thinking you're a child of God, next minute you see the life of the devil coming out of your flesh, and you're all confused. You don't know whether you're wheat or tear. One day you have to be told it's a wheat and a cockle. And though it changed from the cockleball nature to the wheat inside of you, you still have the old sticky cockleball self on the outside. Think about it. But one day he'll call you aside. Could it be maybe that meeting like this? Could it do something in services? Is that why you should not forsake the assembly yourself? Was services designed that where his children are gathered, he'll be there in the midst? That logos, that pillar of fire, is that the anointing? Does that break himself up and get into his people? Does it deal every man a measure of faith? If you do that in a service for you, thank you. But tomorrow I feel tonight you're talking to me alone. You take me aside. And I'll describe quickly, next couple of minutes, very as a just man. In an hour. Now, for a man to be a just man, guilt and condemnation must be removed from around him. And the man who is born of flesh is not a just man. Because first nature put him in enmity with God. He passed coming in the kingdom, and he come by the way of flesh and get trapped in the humanistic realm, in the realm of animals. Instead of the kingdom of God, he come in the kingdom of animals. Where you walk by sight. He's not justified. He's earthly, sensual. He was born of flesh is flesh. In sin they was conceived. They were supposed to become created by God, they come born of a woman. But God, knowing that thou art one of mine, you are one of mine.
You were one of mine. You wouldn't have even come in that family had it not been for the fall. You know, come born in that poverty and all these things and that condition. You know, come here struggling with it. You know, 1 minute you think you're a child of God, next minute you see the life of the devil coming out of your flesh, and you're all confused. You don't know whether you're weak or tear. One day, you have to be told it's a wheat and a cocklebur. And though it changed from the cocklebur native to the wheat inside of you, you still have the old sticky cocklebur self on the outside. Think about it. But one day he'll call you aside. Could it be maybe that meeting like this? Could it do something in services? Is that why you should not forsake the assembly yourself? Was services designed that where his children are gathered, he'll be there in the midst? That logos, that pillar of fire, is that the anointing? Does that break himself up and get into his people? Does he deal every man a measure of faith? If he can do a service for you and say, God, you know, I'm in the church many times, but somehow I feel tonight you're talking to me alone. You take me aside. And I always hear the quote, the prophet said, you'll pull your bride closer to her and whisper secrets in the air. Lord, I feel so lost tonight. I feel like I was laying on your bosom like John. The eagle on the bosom of the lamb. Right by the throne, where deity, the fullness of the God and bodily dwells in the throne. And I feel like my origin is not from this earth. It's like your words are a separate spirit from body and soul from spirit. It's like you're mapping out my gene. And you let me know there's a germ of life that comes from your loins, your thoughts. And I was one of them attributes inside of the earth. Could that be so, Lord? I want to talk to you about that tonight. Jesus, I want you to... I feel you telling me that. So I'm coming back now. Saying, Lord, is that your saying about me? Am I right when I feel a ripple when that drop in the air? Lord, you mean to say you're lifting me in a higher bracket of faith like we're doing? You mean to say you open up a way to give me faith now? I gotta struggle with something you're struggling with. Lord, I saw you answering my prayer. I said, take away that, take away that, take away that. Do you want to take it away? Just give more revelation. I can rise up and live higher than that. God, I started to see the value of service. I started to see the value of being in your presence. I started to see you had the minister talk to us and shake us Sunday morning. And we're coming Wednesday night, and we're coming tonight, and we know that if we stay home, we're just slothful on Wednesday and Friday, and be a Sunday Christian, and miss all this. Lord, you mean to say, so you care for us? Lord, you mean to say, you're so interested, Jesus? Lord, I feel to sing a song, and Jesus, I love you so, and I want you to know what you've done for me is not in vain tonight. Not just on Calvary tonight. What you're doing for me is not in vain. Oh my! He's wonderful, isn't he? How many know he cared for you? Through sunshine and shadows, he cared for you. How many know his grace is greater than your sin? How many know you kind of worry, you can't get in the faith, but he don't worry? Sometimes you have that cataract on your eye and you can't see and you're blurred and your glasses thick like this and you're kind of confused and you can't tell objects and you're bumping into things. And that doctor, I can only get that laser. and bust that cataract from around your eye that flew over and blocked up your vision. So you know that thorn tree said, I believe in the thorn tree, but why I can't live straight? Look at this old thing choking me all these years and I can't get free from it. I go, oh God, I won't come out of this. And God said, I'll bring you a service. I give a man a gooseneck hole. I will anoint him to put that gooseneck hole right on that thing down in your life. And he'll cut that thing out and root it down and throw that thing away from you. Like when that viper come and Paul is shook in the fire. And he said, but Lord, so quick. You mean to say you can do some things so quick? But isn't that like him? Isn't that what makes him incomparable? Is that why he can't be compared to anybody or anything? Is that why he's a realm all to himself? Is that right? That's why he is. I think let's turn wish for a bit. Oh my. Sometimes you want to preach, but Holy Spirit say, no. Wish, stand now and worship me. Stand now and the same word I put there. Let the water that seed there now with some praise and thanksgiving. Amen. He do miracles so great. Listen to that song. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise him. This powerful God, this almighty God. You love him tonight. Lift your hands and praise him around the building. Give him glory. Give him honor. Give him praise tonight. He is worthy. His great majesty. He himself. Amen. Coming down among us. The pillar of fire moving to the pieces. We as a church offering ourselves as a living sacrifice. Each one of us is a piece of the body of the sacrifice. And the light, the white light is moving to the pieces tonight. To establish the covenant, to confirm the covenant. Amen. Glory be to God. The God part. The God part. Coming down tonight, friends, among you. Oh, just thank him and worship him. For you are great. Great miracles. Great. Consciously, with your heart and soul, sing to him. Let his great presence engulf you and wrap you up in it. Look into his face. Look into the face of his majesty tonight. You're covered by blood. You don't have to cover your face. You can look at him and worship him and sing to him and adore him. Come on, sisters. You deserve the glory. He and he alone. And we are going to give it all to him tonight. Every hand lifted around the building as we praise your holy name. Yes. That's why you created me, Lord, to worship you, to give you glory and honor. Oh, everyone out, praise your miracle, so great. There is no one else like you. You deserve the glory. Oh, we praise your mighty name tonight. How great thou art, O God. How wonderful is thy name tonight. Your grace is so amazing. You're so rich in mercy, O God. Sons of God, who's standing in the word tonight, not becoming hybrid, let them sing to him, amen. Sing to the King. Oh, when the sons of God were shouting for joy, 3 times in the air, at Passover, Pentecost, and Tabernacles, he said, let the sons of God come into his presence. Let them come and keep a feast with him.
You deserve the glory. In spirit and in truth, O God.
We pour the oil, we pour the wine tonight.
So great, there is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you.
How we praise you, Lord. You are able tonight and more than able to accomplish what concerns us today. God, you have declared us righteous in this generation. You came down as a supreme judge in the time of the investigation judgment. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Just like you did in Noah's time. To see if it was so. And you begin to separate the righteous from the wicked. You have made provision for them, O God, to seal them away. You said you are the sinless, spotless, virtuous bride of the Son of the Living God. These elected ones, foreordained, seed of God, with eternal life laid inside of them through your great election of grace. Because you made them what they are. At the rising of the sun, you begin to quicken them. You begin to quicken them and raise them up, O God. Pass them from death unto life. Perfect in the genes. Because they can be reborn. Not by corruptible seed, not bringing for a corruptible life. Not some tear life, but bringing forth the grain, wheat life, showing your characteristics, showing your DNA, that they are your children, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Think of it, friends. If Noah was a just man, and if the world was a condemned world, God had come down in investigation. And when God began to see the filth and he began to see the evil of men's heart, he began to sift out the hearts of men before his judgment seat. And he saw the thoughts of their heart. He went down into the thoughts, not even the words, that they could hide in all kind of intellectual language.
and speak it with guile and pretense. God went into the thought that was behind what they were saying. I know there was corrupt in the motive. There was corrupt in the intent. Diabolical. Masking the language. To deceive. To manipulate. And he saw what they was doing. It was the serpent. The earth was filled with serpent seed. But God is looking for perfect genes. The prophets in the last days, when the serpent seed begin to accumulate so fast in the earth, then watch the atomic bomb come to annihilate them. The ashes is for who? The wicked. The ashes of the wicked. He turned Sodom and Gomorrah, Gentile world, into what? Ashes. Like fire from heaven. Annihilate them. But Abraham and Sarah was changing the atoms by another kind of fire, Holy Ghost fire. Is that right? Dunamis. Another kind of fire. Oh, for the holy fire. What kind of fire going to make the earth put on our Eden beauty? He says, not just volcanic fire, friends. Oh, it's a holy fire. Going to cleanse this thing. To make it the habitation of God. Putting out the politics, the religion, all the different corrupt things of man. The lying vanities. The supreme judge came down. In an investigation like they had last couple of days, appearing again in Mexico. How many of you saw the paper in the Express right there a couple of days ago? And them men, them pilots started chasing the thing. They saw it in the radar. They started to follow it. And they say, we inside the plane, but we could feel that they knew what we were doing. Though it was light to them, somehow the presence and an intelligence, it went. They didn't even know where it went. And they show it nationwide in the whole of Mexico, national TV, because they had photographed them. And it was a paradox. And they showed it to the nation. We've got UFOs on film. They caught and film what you feel among you tonight. Things that are to be. Can't you hear a theophany calling you? Your angel will pick you up one of these days. The perfection that called the heavenly, that putting a charge in the earthly to raise the earthly up with quickening power. There is not an organization. Power that come by the thunders. Give your faith to be changed. God is warning them. Enoch prophesied. Warning them. Eagle age. Think of it, friends. Then God came down and began to investigate. To bring them to a trial. A condemned man is a man who has been warned, investigated, and brought to trial. And in the trial, he is found guilty. And then becomes a condemned man, sentenced to die with no court of appeal. And the day of his execution is appointed. And God back there saying, May the 17th, he says, I'll open the fountain, I'll strung you off. That's why he did them back there. On Calvary, God appointed a day too. And the Lamb was going to take the judgment for the elect. Because Christ suffered the just for the unjust. 1 Peter 3. But Peter was taking that and saying, whereby Baptist, then he was quickening and went and preached his spirit in prison. Think of it. God poured his wrath
on that generation. But before he could do it, he had to justify Israel in Egypt. Say, when I see the blood, I'll pass through. That means, when I see the blood, you are justified because you have the evidence that you have accepted my provided way. And that is a sign that that lamb bore your judgment and the lamb of righteousness struck you because you believe what the prophet said and you are justified before me and you have peace, consolation, assurance, peace, though there's wrath all around you. You have peace. When that prophet threw that rock up in the air, judgment stopped it. Why? Because he had preached indictment, he had preached trial, he had preached souls in prison, and showing how they came from a people who were sinning to a people who was warned. And they were rebellious in their heart to the revealed word, and they sinned away with their grace because they refused to turn around. And the ungodly were perished, but God delivered the godly Noah, who's sitting under Lamech, his father, who said, boy, he was born first. My father, his name means Methuselah, when he's dead, and his father was Enoch, boy, who was dedicated to walk with God. He said, you come from a lineage, boy. The Spirit of God come down true. And now you are the one who's going to go above the world and come back to live in the new world. You are separated. You are marked out on your house. You can display the token. Proudly display on your chest the message of the hour that you obey the word of the prophet. Is that where we are walking? I indict this generation. The whole world found guilty. Catholics was guilty. Protestants was guilty. Hindu, Muslim, Baptist, Buddhist was guilty. And the whole world was guilty. Romans 1, 2, and 3. Romans 4. God called Abraham out. Man like David, blesses the man whom God will not impute sin to. God began to see gene. Why? He had faith while he was yet uncircumcised. He was elected. Coming out. Then God declared righteous. And he says, so shall thy seed be. Then God come and confirm the covenant by blood. Give him a sign of circumcision afterwards. Open up the mysteries. In person to person fellowship, person to person communion. And he was ascending from one realm to the next realm. He's walking up. By the time Elohim came, that was the capstone coming to cap off the primitive life, to bring the change. He went into the king's chamber. He saw the supreme judge. He saw the glory. He saw Sodom about to be burned. He knew it was the finish. He knew the next sign would be in Sarah's body. In the members, in the body of the wife. Not the bond woman body, the free woman body, who is the mother of us all. Heavenly Jerusalem, seat of the living God, the Lamb's wife. Your God, that's your God I'm talking about. I'm trying to introduce your God to you. And your God is anointing me, your servant, to declare him to you. Because I come in his name. And he gave me grace to open the mystery of him to you. So he'll not be a veiled God to you. He'll be a unveiled God to you. So you can come from reasoning and walking by sight into faith and fellowship and peace with this God. But this God wants to bring you in a golden age. And that's what you must recognize. That's his grace to you. Do you believe me? Do you believe his word? Do you believe his presence is here tonight? Let us sing this song as we get ready to pray. Let's make our confession before we pray in song right here that he is able. More than able to accomplish the things that concern me. With faith. You would be condemned and judged if you had left you in darkness. But you make a division. While darkness is upon the Egyptians, you have light in your dwellings tonight. And the mystery of the Lamb, word is the Lamb that was slain, that we celebrated and worship on Good Friday when we took the Lord's Supper right here. He's still feeding on that same Lamb. The Exodus people. And through the blood, you have fellowship. How many of the fellowship is through the blood? Then you're going to ask and believe that you have received what you asked for. And you shall have it. I believe it. I confess with faith now. Now I look to him. I look away for myself and I look to him, the author and finisher of my faith. He who is able to perform that which he has spoken. He is able. Lord, you are able. Oh God, to accomplish. That's my confession. That's the ground I'm meeting you upon tonight. Oh God. Hallelujah. God always sees faith. Could ever do. More to make me. He said, I'll make you a super race, a super church, as he made Abraham, Abraham. By the same principle, by the same word, he'll make you what he promised. He is able. Just enter in, find your place. The word is open. That's the channel of communication. He give it to you by inspiration tonight. What concerns me? Get the things upon your heart that you know that he's promised to do for you. Knowing he has made provision and you are coming his provided way tonight. And he can handle anything. With God, there's nothing impossible. He that cometh unto God must believe that he is now, tonight. He's able. Do much more. Abraham tried to make himself fruitful. But he said, I will make you fruitful. You have tried and you failed, but I has come. I will make you fruitful. Throw your hand up and surrender to him. Say, yes, Lord. Teach me the corporate. Show me. He will not fail you. He is faithful who promised. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The Bible says, the just shall live by his faith. The just shall live by his faith. A just man. Noah, a just man. That's the believer, friends. They have been justified by God. Declared righteous. Because they have heard God's word. And faith came by hearing. And hearing by the word. And they believe with their heart and they confess with their mouth. Abraham believed when God said, so shall thy seed be. He believed it because he heard it. God spoke to him. That's what brings faith. Faith comes by hearing. He heard something. God spoke to him. God revealed something to him about God's plan for his life. And he believed that. The God who called out, the God who separated him, the God who he had obeyed, going out, not knowing where he was going, crossed the flood of waters in the Euphrates. Then God says, so shall you see me. And he didn't argue. He didn't doubt. He didn't hesitate. God, if you say so, I believe it. And right there, a change took place in the man's life. God says, from now when I look at you, I see you as you never did see. Is to justify by faith. Spirits of just men made perfect. They are just men, but he's perfecting them. Spirits of just men made perfect. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man. A righteous man is a man justified by God. Because justify means to declare righteous. Just as you never did sin. He puts it into your account. He imputes it. He reckons it. Your account is zero. You're bankrupt before God. You are a debtor before God. But then God show you your sin and your iniquity. The iniquity of us all was laid upon him. He bore our transgressions. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. He is the sin bearer. He was the scapegoat because he became a sinner. The goat. He who was the lamb became the goat. And he went to Calvary. The anointing left him in Gethsemane. And God killed him and sent him to hell. Because he was guilty for all of us. Our sins had to be judged and was judged in him. What is it? Man couldn't save himself. Man tries fig leaf. Are you going to continue to make your fig leaf before God? Are you going to continue to try to cover yourself with your own covering before God? Are you going to keep rejecting God covering and find it is insufficient? And when you feel good, and when you feel holy, and when you feel better, and when you feel like you know the message good now, then you want to come before God with that. Is that what you want to do? Nothing in my hands I bring. Just as I am without one plea. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. That's why he ripped it off of them. And he slew a lamb. So he could look at them. He couldn't look at them in that fig leaf. He had to open the earth and swallow them up. So he slew a lamb quickly. And look at them through the blood. Man cannot save himself. He taught man at the beginning. When Abel came with that lamb, Cain felt he didn't need. He felt he could improve the earth. The earth was cursed after Adam. But he felt he could improve a cursed earth. He felt he could take a fallen earth and cultivate it. And you know what he has done? He uses knowledge of science. He uses knowledge of industry. He uses knowledge of technology. And what has he done with the earth? He built his own Eden. Say, you will live in peace here. You'll have the best medicine. You'll have to trust God no more. You'll have the best doctors with the best hospitals. You'll have courts in the land. You'll get the best justice. You don't need God's justice no more. You'll have blessing and security. You'll never have to beg and go in famine. I'll create a utopia. You need money you don't have. I'll give you credit in the bank. You can't purchase, but I'll get a higher purchase. You're paid off in installments. I make everything available to you. You want a good house and a car, I'll give it to you. Nice clothes. You buy it with plastic. God said that. It's a people trying to beautify and cultivate and refine a cursed earth. A fallen earth. God says, only one way. This earth had to be baptized in water, sprinkled with blood, and cleansed by fire, just like you, to become new. Outside of that, you get a new hairdo. You put on a Christian dress. Get a nice Bible. Put a religious look on your face. And you still have that temper, and you're still lusting, and you're still bitter, and you're still holding grudges. You are trying to beautify that cursed person with religion. That guilty, condemned sinner before God. Until he said, Lord, I believe. And I drop everything, and I accept what you have. That's the only way out, friends. Marvel not, he says. I say unto you, you must be born again. Only God provided we could bring a man back. He said, when I say you are justified, even they don't feel it. Your feelings have nothing to do with it. You believe it because it comes out of my mouth. Because I am the judge. I who am Savior is judge. And he came down in this age, and the world stood before him, and he separated the wheat from the tares. He declared them guilty and condemned because they hold on to the man-made religion and they reject God's way. By a prophet, a way that seemed right unto them, they hold on to, but the end was death. And he looked at you and said, do you believe? And we said, yes, Lord, I believe your message. I believe the message of the Lamb. Elijah introduced the Lamb. John introduced a Lamb before the first coming. The one like John introduced the same Lamb again at the second coming. Lord, I believe the message. I believe the Lamb is worthy. It's all sufficient for me tonight. I don't want the Lamb plus. I'm looking totally to the Lamb. He is worthy. In the Lamb is my new birth. In the Lamb is my new robe. My new body. In the Lamb is the new heaven and new earth. In the Lamb is the marriage supper in the millennium. You can't add to him. He's from Genesis 1 to Revelation 22. You can't add to him. He is what we have need of. Do you receive him with all your heart tonight? I didn't say, do you belong to this church? And that means equally receiving. That don't equal nothing. When it's revealed to you, you receive and say, Father, I thank you. I thank you, Jesus. And he looks in your heart and say, you really mean that tonight? You did that many times before. But you say it a different way tonight. I see it. You have accepted. Because not only did you say it this time, you drop off the things you still hold on to after you keep saying it. But today you're separate from everything else. You tear up your old mantra. You tear up your fig leaves. You burn all them images. And you offer the burnt sacrifice in the very wood of them images. And watch God come in your life. Let's enter a little deeper. Draw me from fear into faithfulness. Out of and into. Out of and into. A little deeper. Deeper into your word of truth. Deeper. From deeper and deeper to the place where you are, drawing. I may know your heart. He wants us to know his heart. Draw me from fear, Lord. Fear of torment. Bring me the faithfulness. Then, Lord, lead me along your way. Lead me along your way. Through them seven steps to the king's chamber. Draw me from sin into your holiness. Yes, Lord. That I might be a living praise. Oh, with all my heart and soul, Lord. Deeper and deeper into your word. Open the word, Lord. That's beyond miracles. That's the third part. Open it to me. Give me revelation. I need it more than my food. I mean deeper and deeper to the place. In the Holy of Holies, that place there. From the brass altar to the mercy seat. Oh God, take away the into charity. Oh God, from restlessness into your peace. Peace that passeth all understanding. When the God of peace himself comes in. Girl, let me manage my anger. Amen. Put it on my feet. Stop in my life. Shall Jesus. Yes, Lord. Draw me tonight. Let this great magnet pull me. This great power of God that can bring me and change me. A dry, dead rod
where I can blossom and bloom and bear the fruit.
For you.
Lord, come on, sister, draw me from fear into faithfulness. I want to be like Ruth, amen. Lead me along your way, Lord. I don't want to be like Orpha and turn back. Bring me to Bethlehem, amen. Draw me from sin. Right at the feet of Boaz, that I may know, might be a living praise.
Deeper and deeper into your word of truth.
Let my roots be planted in that. Let that word be my life.
And deeper to the place
I reach fear. That will be the third pole.
Deeper and deeper. I need know your heart.
Come on, brothers. Draw me from hate into charity. Sons of God with the anointing. Washed and robed to go in the presence of God from restlessness. A royal priesthood walking holy, holy, holy. Oh, draw me from my anger
into gentleness
till every storm in my life, every storm
in my life, I shall see.
Let's lift our hands and sing it tonight.
Deeper and deeper into your word.
In the thunders, in that seventh seal.
And deeper to prove my love.
When that word is made real in me, we can love one another to the place.
There you are, draw me deeper and deeper, that I may know your heart.
Oh my, that's what we desire tonight. That's what we desire tonight. Let me know your heart. Yes, Father. Oh God, to be one with you, to live in your presence with a veil dropping behind us. God and man, oh God, in a secret place, united. The man is fresh where the feast holds out, where the blood is sprinkled on the mercy seat, where there's no bitterness and anger and strife, but love prevails, oh God. Oh, may you grant it tonight, Father. May you grant it tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise his wonderful name. Let us bow our hearts. In his presence tonight. You know what to call. Brother Steve to come and pray, man. Hallelujah. Praise his mighty name. Glory be to God. Amen. What are our friends, what a time. We want to walk close in this hour. We want to walk in union with him. We want to walk under his headship. We want to be robed with his presence. We want every move we make to reflect Jesus Christ. We want to be a tree planted by the rivers of water, bringing forth our fruit in due season. We want to be his very reflection, a letter written by his hand for the world to read and to see and to feel and to know he lives in us, written epistles worth of all men. Blessed be his name. Let's unite our faith around the building right now.
Jesus, we believe your word, Lord. Believe every bit of it, dear Father. Because we know your word is true, Father. It could never fail, Lord. We have failed so many times in so many ways, Lord Jesus. But we have never seen your word fail, Lord. We never seen your word fail the manifest that which you spoke, Lord Jesus. Our confidence is in you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
In your word, what is written and what is said, what is spoken, Father. God, tonight, Lord, we stand in your presence, Father. And the only one we can ask for help, Lord, is you, Lord. Help Jesus. Us, Father. Help us to fulfill and manifest the word, Lord. Help us, Lord, to lay aside every sin, every weight, Lord, that Jesus. So easily beset us so often, Father. We come back into your presence, Lord, and remind us, Lord, of our faults and our mistakes. Where we Jesus. Turn away from the path, Lord Jesus, and you bring us back in line, Father.
Yes, Lord.
But to stay, Lord, to stay in line, Jesus, where the battle is, Father. So tonight we ask you, Lord, the one who stood in line, the one who was tempted in every point of the day without sin,
Hallelujah.
Father. The one, Lord God, who was tempted, Father. Oh, God, Father, but overcame with your word, Father. We ask you, Lord, the one with the experience, Father,
Thank
to help
you.
Us, dear Jesus. Because we are determined to make it, Father. We look beyond everything, Father, in this world, Father, in spite of our faults, Lord, in spite of our mistakes, Father, in spite of our shortcomings, Lord, in spite of our failures, Father, we have confidence that we will make it, Lord, because we don't see anyone else, Father. We are the ones you have chosen, Lord, to bear your name, to manifest your name, Lord, to put a token on this plain, this evil hour, Father.
Yes,
like Noah, Lord, we like his sons and those women in that ark, Father. They believed every word he said, Father. They took him at his word, Lord. They took the instruction, Father, to the letter, Father. And they stepped in when he stepped in, Father. They helped him construct that ark, their God. Their, oh God, they was garrisoned him with prayer, Father.
Yes.
They believed. They know you are the prophet, Father. They know you have spoken him, their Lord Jesus. And Lord, they were saved, Father. Another time have come, Lord, we see this world in darkness, Father. We see the evil all around in this nation, Father. Trinidad is gone, Father. It's finished, Father. It's gone, Lord. It's rotten to the core, Father. It's a putrefied soul, Father. But we believe, Lord God, your servant, Father. I think he's speaking, Father. And we want to rally around it, Lord, with every ounce of energy, Lord. We want to rally around this word of faith, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, Jesus. There's no one else we can turn to for leadership and direction, Father, but one who you have given wisdom, Father, skill and understanding, Lord Jesus, to take your word and hand it there, Father, to take your word and make it real and make it plain so we can see, Father. Open our eyes, Father, that we will see Jesus Christ in this program, Father. Oh, God, Jesus. Help us tonight, Lord, to be more obedient to every word, Father. Help us tonight to surrender all, Father. Just surrender, just to let go, Father. Just to give up, dear Jesus. Knowing that we can't do for ourselves, Father. We have to depend upon someone, and that someone is you, Father. Your word is spoken from the mouth of a spirit-filled man, Lord Jesus.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, this is a group, Father. This is a group who bear the reproach, Father. This is a group who have been ridiculed, Father. This is a group who have been even spoken of, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, Father, help us tonight, Lord, just to surrender, Father. Just to lift our hands and surrender, Lord God. And ask tonight, Lord God, when the tempter come, Father. Oh, God, may be you in us, greater than he that's in us, that he that's in the world, Father. Let be you in us doing the overcoming, Father. Let be you and us, Father, overcoming every temptation by your word, Father. Overcoming every test, Father. Sunday, Lord, we want to come up with a testimony, Lord, a real testimony, Father. We want to come Sunday morning, Lord, the more after the Sabbath, Father. Come up with a testimony of I know, Lord Jesus. A testimony of overcoming power, Lord, is what we have, Father. A testimony, Lord, that the stone is rolled back, Father. And you, Lord, Father, is risen, Lord, walking in us, Father, speaking our lips, looking behind our eyes, and believing our hearts, Father. Grant it, Lord, every member of this assembly, Father. All in Tobago, Lord, Grenada, St. Vincent, Dominica, St. Kitts, Father. All around the world, Lord, this is a bride, Father. We want to be overcomers. We are overcomers, Father, because you're the one that overcame, Father. You're the one that conquered sin, hell, death, and the grave, Father. And you rose again, Father. And we are risen with you in heavenly, seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, Father. We thank you tonight, Father, for our place, Lord, where we can come and lay our burdens down, Father. A place we can place our faith, Lord. A place we can place the anchor of our souls, Father. We thank you for our compass and our North Star tonight, Father. After all these years, Lord, we are still holding on, Father. Though the storm rage, though the tempest rage, Father. Though winds blow contrary, Lord Jesus. Though the boat being tossed to and fro, Lord. The winds are boisterous, Father. But tonight our anchor holds within the veil, Father. You, we are still here pressing the battle, Father. We're going to serve you until the devil gets so fed up, Lord. He have to leave us, Lord Jesus. Because regardless of what, Lord, we still praise you and magnify your name and glorify you, Father. Oh, God, like Job, Lord, we stand on ashy, Father, until a vision break, Father. Until a seven-seal vision break, Lord. And then we'll have a testimony of I know, Father. And we'll rise up from this ashy, dear Jesus. Oh, God, Jesus, blessed be your name, Father. Bless your servant, Lord. Bless him, Jesus. We give testimony of his life and the character, Father. We give testimony because we are witnesses, Father. We see what you made him, Father. From a little, oh God, acorn for a great oak tree, Father. From an ugly caterpillar to a beautiful butterfly, Lord, Father. With a reversible law, Father. Out of his mouth, the thing you've spoken, Father. We see it come to pass, Father. In our very lives, Lord, and in the world, Father. And all around us, Father. In this nation, Father. Never miss, Lord, Father. And we thank you for him, dear God, Jesus. Oh, God, we lift him up before you, Lord. We lift him up in prayer, Father. We garrison him in prayer, Father. Lord, that he's all that we have, Lord Jesus. You place one in our midst, Father. Oh, God, you told us to believe him, Father. You told us to believe on him you have sent, Lord. And yeah, we do the works of God, Father. We want to do the works of God, Father. We believe on him, dear Jesus, because it's your word, Father. We see it in the scripture, Lord. We see his message vindicated, Father. We see the Messiah, Lord, in the manger, exactly where he says laid, Father. We see the message vindicated, Lord Jesus. We have no choice to believe, Father, because we are believers, Lord. And we with him, Father, we know, Lord, we are the ones who is going out of this world, Father, singing hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, Father, we thank you, Lord. Let's each and every one tonight as we go home to our place from our boat, Father. God, may we be with us, Father, may the angel of the Lord, that the prophet said is commissioned to take us home safely after service, Father. God, we go, we ask you to grant us traveling mercies, Lord. We know where we are going, Father. We know where they are going, Lord Jesus. So we ask you to take a hold of this chair and we, Father. Because, Lord, we know, Lord, is a crazy thing out there, Father. So we ask you to protect us, Father, and keep us. Keep the little ones, Father. All the little ones, Lord, that in our household, Father, who is looking at us as examples to lead them, Father. As we look to your servant to lead us, as he looked to your prophet who looked to Paul, look in the Bible for leadership, Father. That angel that came in the cave that said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Lord, we'll be you always, Lord. Be with us as we go, Father. Direct our paths, Father. And we come back Sunday morning, Father, with a greater burst of faith, Father. A greater determination, Lord. We know you have great things for us in store, Father. You made a promise that every time we come, Lord, we're two and three. God, in your name, you'll be in the midst, Father. So we come Sunday morning. Give us even strength, Father. Recuperate them, Father. Rejuvenate them, dear God. Take away that cold, that filthy thing, Lord, that devil wants to inflict upon it, Father. We rebuke it in Jesus' name. That he will come Sunday morning. He will stand in his post of duty. And his theophany will give him a charge from a battery, Father. Hallelujah. You will give him an unction to function, Father. Amen. Where we all will be blessed, Father. And that great Holy Spirit, Father. That great cloud will come descend, Father, and come among us, dear God, and we all be caught in the great mystery, Father. Grant it, bless the strangers in our midst, Father. Give them understanding of what has taken place, Father. Like Jacob, Lord, he saw angels ascending and descending, Father. He didn't know nothing about God, Father. He just had an idea, Father. But when he saw it, Lord, he realized this is the place of heaven. Surely God in this place. Give them a witness, Father. A touch, Father. To come again, Lord. To just to find out more about it, Lord Jesus.
Thank you.
And truly, if they're interested, Father. Like, oh God, Moses, when he saw that bush on fire and he drew near. Bible said, if we draw nigh unto you, you draw nigh unto us, Father. Oh God, you reveal yourself to them, Father. And they'll be delivered, no doubt, Father. Like we were, Father. Bless them, Father, we ask in Jesus' name. And bless everyone as we go now. We ask thy precious name with thanksgiving. Amen. Amen.
You all say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
And you may have a seat. You know, just thinking, today, May the 14th, the same place been Frank Street, you remember? May the 13th, 14th, 15th, 1977. The world was growing and there was a spirit among us. Those days we in the little church in Woodbrook. Brother Carl used to be the pastor. We used to get together, have meetings, and then the faith began to grow and rise, and the faith just had to give vent. And there's what we call the move. Rise up in the island to declare that this move was on. And it was May the 14th, in the second service. That night, sitting down, getting ready to come out. And I went back to this cricket match. And I came on to preach a message called Moving with God in Season. About the angel, that presence coming unto Mary and overshadow her. And how she could tell from the conception to the birth. Those who was there will remember what a memorable night that was. And down through the years, we move out of that place and move and build a tabernacle in Simpson Mount Terrace and even the Bar Tire and exploded down there. And showers of revelation fall in 1980 and 1981 and turned the country upside down. And 1981, every spirit rise up to condemn and to destroy and to fight and everything. But God just kept moving on. That spirit is the same spirit that is still here tonight. May the 14th, the year 2004. Think of it, friends. And Israel declared a nation back there in 1948. Here's a people. Jesus said the generation that see the fig tree put forth by that, the oldest ensign on earth be lifted up. That generation will not pass away until all these things in the Bible be fulfilled. And then he says, and heaven and earth will pass away. But my word, he so wanted to emphasize that it wasn't going to pass away. And speaking here tonight of a just man in a condemned world. You are justified, Brian. You have to see it, you have to accept it, and you have to know your move from the book of life to the Lamb's book of life. And you thank God for the day you found out you wasn't the son of your mother and father, naturally born by sex, that can only birth the outer man. But the real you is that soul, that gene of God and the inside of this flesh that came predestined eternal from Almighty God. That's the name in the Lamb section. That's part of Jesus Christ. That is the you that was chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. And those we foreknew predestinate, and those he predestinate that we call. God, which in mercy quickened you, that you, and raised you up into heavenly places. And now you are knowing as you were known. He's telling you who you are and what he did for you and what is your standing before him. Don't look at your state, look at your standing. And as you keep looking at your standing, keep walking. And you'll watch your state change from glory unto glory until your state and your standing become one. Because the Bible says you have redemption through his blood and the forgiveness of sins according to his grace. And blessed is the man whom God doesn't impute sin. That's your standing. And he that is born of God cannot sin. His seed remaineth in him. This flesh man, he sins all the time. So you make confession for the flesh man. You don't make confession for the soul. You make confession for the flesh man. Because the soul, God imputes in that. That's eternal life. That never did sin in the first place. And we thank God tonight to be here. Amen. Maybe the next prayer meeting we go on a little bit further from here. I was now kind of seeing something. I had to stop tonight. But this just man, when he was justified, God had to move him out of the world into the ark. Knowing the old world, knowing the ark, and knowing the new world. He is moving you. Already moved you out of the old world. He used to walk after the course of the world and the prince of power of the air. He used to be conformed to the old world. But now you've been transferred into your mind. Now you're living in the heavenly places. You're in the ark, in Christ. In Christ, in the ark. And in the ark, the dove is ministering to you. While the crow is feeding on the dead bodies that the life has left. And there is something in the mouth of the dove, the earnest of a new world. Before Israel went into the land, Joshua, the Holy Spirit, come with the evidence of the new world, the new land they was going into. Jesus displayed to them the new land that they were coming into. The works I do shall you do also. We are moving into a new world, friends. And what is in the mouth of the dove, it don't come from this world. It comes from that world. Where are we going? These things come from that world. You can't find this in no seminary on planet Earth. Where did the message come from? Angels came from heaven. Is that right? That's where it came from, friends. What a beautiful thing. We've been made more than conquerors. Overcomers in this life. We've been made victorious through the blood of Jesus Christ. Let's just wish for this song and get ready to leave. Sunday we come back for service. We have a little wedding tomorrow. And we come back Sunday morning. I'll post the duty as a church. Keep a prayer in your heart. Go with this atmosphere in you. And catch this. In this hour, our service is very important to be here. Do not forsake the assembly. Look at the presence of God wants to come down and move. Watering the word in your heart, quickening your faith, raising you up, bringing your clothes together, strengthening the inner man. Understand. Lay open before his word. Just let him have his way in your life. Let him mold you. Let him fashion your life for his glory. Walk with confidence. Do not be discouraged. You have too much to be encouraged. The Spirit of God has justified people. If you were not justified, they'll have you out in the world there. But it brought you where it can sprinkle clean water upon you and give you a new heart and a new spirit and put his spirit inside you. You say, I will sprinkle the water. I will give you the water. I will cleanse you from the filthiness. I will take you out. He never say you'll do nothing. It's not by might, by power. It's God that showed mercy. He's the author and the finish of your faith. You are his workmanship, created in the good. You can yield, you can surrender, you can open your heart, you can say, thank you, Jesus. You can worship of him. That's your part. Amen. That's what he has done for us. May God bless you. You're a recipient of that. You're my brother and my sister. I could tell you God bless you because you are blessed. You turn that down. You guys say, God be merciful to you. You're just spurning God's mercy. Because God sent his mercy by a prophet. And they was lost when they refused the word of the prophet. They were souls in prison long before that door was shut. Many of them. They sinned away to their grace. Individually, then the whole world collectively. And that door was shut, was finished. Alive in the body, but the soul that sinneth or disbelieveth shall surely die. But the soul that believeth shall surely live. You believe with your soul, not with your mind. Forget time to reason and figure it out. Search the scriptures. If it's the word of God, cast down your reasoning. And let this mind that was in Christ be in you. We've been made more than conquerors. More than conquerors. Overcomers in this life. Oh, we've been made victorious. We've been made victorious. Oh, through the blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, when trouble comes knocking at your door, trouble comes knocking at your door. Oh, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. It's not like before. Oh, don't you give in. Don't let it bring you down. Oh, you don't have to worry anymore. Have to worry anymore. Oh, Jesus said there'll be tribulations. There'll be tribulations. Oh, but he said, I have overcome. Oh, brothers and sisters, well, now's the time to stand. Don't you know? The battle's all won. We've been made conquerors, overcomers in this life.
We've been made victorious. When trouble comes knocking at the door, don't be afraid. It's not like before. Don't you give in. Don't let it bring you down. You don't have to worry anymore. Have to worry anymore. Jesus said, Jesus, there be tribulation. But he said, I have overcome. Brothers and sisters, well, now the time has come. Don't you know the battle are all? Oh, we've been made more than conquerors, overcomers. We've been made victorious. We've been made victorious. Blood of Jesus Christ. Hold on. We're getting strong every day. There's no reason for you to go astray.
Showing me leaning to your understanding. Lean on him and we'll all sing. Lean on him and we'll all sing. We've been made more than come, overcome. We've been made victorious. All is well. A snow white dove, you're dismissed, flew into my heart.